LBReport.com presents publisher Bill Pearl's podcast.
Hi, everybody. So do you want more shootings? The one on Saturday, June 26th, wasn't in some working-class neighborhood. It was right in downtown's upscale Shoreline area, Shoreline Drive at Aquarium Way. A triple shooting, mind you. Three victims, two men and a 13-year-old boy, in an apparent drive-by as they stood outside Hooters, south of the Pike and a few steps east of the aquarium. It follows four shootings in working-class areas within the previous 4 days and three homicides since June the 1st. So do you want more of those? Here's how to make sure they keep coming. The city of Long Beach currently provides roughly 20% fewer police officers than the city did in 2009. Think about that. 20% fewer. When Robert Garcia was elected to the city council, he and his then-council colleagues voted for budgets recommended by then-mayor Bob Foster that at their height erased roughly 200 Long Beach sworn officer positions. Friends, no city can withstand erasing 20% of its police strength without impacting crime and public safety. The leadership of Long Beach Police Officers Union didn't object to the massive police cuts. It helped elect Garcia mayor in 2014. And once in office, Garcia didn't restore needed officers. He recommended budgets that, despite millions from the 2016 Measure A sales tax increase, restored fewer than two dozen of the 200 officers that his own votes had helped erase. City Council wrote the Measure A sales tax increase as a blank check, and the campaign for it, run by Garcia, received major funding from the city's police and firefighter unions. While council members promised to use Measure A mainly to deal with infrastructure and potholes, and they did, Measure A also quietly freed up other general fund sums that provided raises for the police and firefighter unions and for city management. Under Measure A, the council restored roughly 22 of the roughly 200 erased officers, but they're now gone too. That's because in September 2020, the city council voted 9-0 to defund 48 more officers on top of Long Beach's already thinned police levels. That's why Chief Luna has had to resort to using overtime to put more officers on the street in response to recent shootings. It's because he doesn't have the real-world cops to deploy. Yes, it makes sense to have social workers and non-sworn personnel handle some issues that currently consume police time and resources, but thinning Long Beach's already thinned police levels is reckless, irresponsible, and avoidable. Council members should first address their misguided spending priorities. For example, they could reduce Mayor Garcia's bloated 9-member staff. His staff don't arrest people or fix potholes. They serve Garcia, not you. The council should move to cut Garcia's extravagant staff and allocate the sums saved to public safety and related social services. Council members should move to reverse the recent management raises that created more members of City Hall's $200,000 club, and should also cut city staff that the council voted to increase rather than reduce. Are Long Beach police officers and firefighters too highly paid? Well, that's a fair question. But if so, it happened because Long Beach council members, recipients of campaign contributions from Long Beach's police and firefighter unions, enabled those salaries in council-approved contracts. That's no reason to defund police. But we think it's a really good reason for voters not to re-elect incumbents who enabled this. On public safety, council members should press for reforms, including listing shootings and their locations in LBPD's published crime stats. LAPD already does this, but as LongBeachReport.com has pointed out for years, LBPD hides shootings by lumping them among various types of aggravated assaults. Council members could direct management to resume releasing Long Beach PD crime stats by council districts. This was routinely done for years, and it let taxpayers easily compare which crimes in what numbers occur in which council districts. That ended under Mayor O'Neill, and it hasn't resumed under Mayor Garcia and Long Beach's current council, although they pretend to be data-driven. Your council member could have taken actions to deal with any or all of these items, and more. Instead, he or she failed to deal with any of them. Of course, some will argue that instead of restoring police, we should address the root causes of crime, which of course they claim to know. We've heard all sorts of claims about causes. The claim that COVID-19-fueled shootings has collapsed with the surge in after-pandemic shootings. The claim that economic factors cause crime is more complex, but the truth is that the poorest in Long Beach are more often the victims of violent crime, not its perpetrators. It's a quiet smear on good and decent working class families to imply that economics makes their family members more likely to become criminals. Despite higher levels of poverty during the Great Depression, America had less crime per capita than today. If poverty were a root cause for crime, we'd have no white-collar corporate criminals. We believe the root cause for Long Beach's current shootings is that Long Beach gangs really are smarter on public safety than Long Beach's current mayor and council members. The gangs have figured out that some Long Beach politicians willingly accept portraying police officers as oppressors while treating gang members as misunderstood youth and helpless adults. Like modern-day wrong-way Corrigans, some urge defunding the police, which would leave Long Beach with even thinner police levels than we have now. This is akin to medieval doctors who thought they were strengthening an already weakened patient by bleeding them. City councils in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and Signal Hill all managed to provide their taxpayers with higher police levels per capita than Long Beach. If L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti even proposed to erase, say, a third of L.A.'s police levels, which would still leave L.A. with a higher per capita police level than Long Beach, he'd face a citywide uproar. In Long Beach, there's a near citywide silence when our per capita police level is even thinner. It's time to end that code of silence. It's time to tell the truth no matter whose toes it steps on. The city of Long Beach lacks 20% of police officers it had but no longer has because of unwise actions by current and former Long Beach mayors and council members. If you want more shootings, just continue to elect and re-elect candidates for mayor, council, and other offices who offer endless excuses for failing to restore those officers. Well, that's my latest podcast. Our next one at any time.
Copyright 2021, LBReport.com, LLC. All rights reserved.